was just reading a top 10 list of the best cities to celebrate New Year's Eve. This is based on entertainment, food, cost, safety, and accessibility. The top three were Orlando, Florida, San Francisco, and Atlanta. And now all three are in the top three for entertainment opportunities, but none of them are even in the top 50 for safety and accessibility.
So a lot of our clients, when they sit down, Kip, and they're looking for what they're doing for New Year's, I mean, most of them are obviously thinking about what party are we going to, mm-hmm. you know, is there a New Year's Eve party at some hotel? Are we going to a restaurant? You know, a lot of these cities you just mentioned too, sometimes you cannot even go into these cities, you know, and feel safe about yourself. Right here in Chicago, I mean, you have to think twice about going downtown here for a nice dinner or planning an overnight stay at some of these hotels. You know, you think about Orlando, you think about what happened in Florida, you know, San Francisco. We hear about these horror stories every time on the news. Yeah, okay, there's some great restaurants, there's some great opportunities to have entertainment down there, but obviously our safety is something we also want to consider ourselves. But most of our clients, they're kind of looking more towards opportunities for retirement, you know, for planning and for safety than they are looking for the next party, especially with the clients that we deal with here, especially in our office, Kip.
Absolutely. So how are you spending New Year's? Do you already have plans in place?
Well, we're just having a few people over the house like we do for the last 4 years, just having people over, doing a barbecue. You know, we do some prime rib on the grill and, you know, everybody stays, has a good time and nobody's driving. So I think that's what a lot of people are starting to do. I mean, the days, obviously we're all getting a little bit older, you know, but I mean, it's just a little bit more cost effective and it's more fun because now you're with your tight knit little family of friends and you get to do things that, you know, you don't want to be out driving, especially in the wintertime or driving home from these parties, you know, and nobody needs them kind of headaches.
Absolutely. It's sort of going for the smaller scale, but having a better time because of it. And now let's talk 2017. Best practices, best foot forward. They often say new year, new you. And I know that I have a hard time making a fresh start a week into the new year. It just feels like any resolution needs to start January 1st or not at all.
Well, that's true. I mean, we got to sit down and put our plans in place. My own goals, I mean, with the boys coming up, I have my second guy going into college this year. We're going to put a few extra dollars away for college. Nice. Also put a few extra dollars away for, you know, the retirement plans. I think the most important thing anybody should do, especially when it comes to financial planning, is pay yourself first. Once you put your own money aside, well, especially when you're young and you're healthy, you're the person who's going to be taking care of the person you're going to be old enough, hopefully someday, to spend it. So if the young person you are today is going to take care of the old person you will be, hopefully someday in the future. So pay ourselves first, whether they're paying for the bills. I mean, they'll always be there. But take care of ourselves and take a few extra dollars. Put a few extra dollars into these 401ks or into the IRAs. I mean, I think that's what I even myself have to focus a little bit more on for this year going forward. And just putting our plans in place. Make sure we tweak them. It's like getting an oil change. You got to get that thing done every few years. Make sure that engine keeps purring. So again, sit down with your advisor or give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you and focus on what your goals are for the future.
That number is 800-477-1135 to reach John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and go over your entire financial picture. Now, while we're closing out the books for 2016 taxes, it's never too early to start tax planning. That's different from tax preparation, which oftentimes folks confuse the two ideas.
Oh, absolutely. We do a lot of tax planning here, especially when it comes to like IRA conversions. We talk about the IRA reboot a lot. And that's what also talks about in the Retirement Miracle book by Patrick Kelly, converting a lot of these IRA dollars that are taxable today into tax-free withdrawals in the future. And I think that's where a lot of people miss the boat. You know, one thing we take advantage of is Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we do take these IRAs, we convert them into the IUL products, pay the taxes over 4 years for the clients themselves never write a check for it. It comes out of the policy through policy participating loans. And I think that's a major impact for the future, especially 10, 15 years from now when a lot of people think taxes are going to be higher, especially the way the national debt is. You know, anybody we sit down and talk to, what do you think taxes are going to be 10, 15 years from now? They all say it's going to be higher. I mean, obviously we don't know that, but chances are it's pretty good. So focus on getting your planning in place. I mean, obviously we all like to see the tax deferred, especially with contributing to our 401ks. We always try to tell our clients, take advantage of free money, especially if your companies are doing the contribution, take advantage of them free matches, you know, try to do that. But also talk about doing, you know, Roth IRAs. I mean, we're talking about the income cutoffs are going up again this year by a couple of thousand dollars for married couples. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking how these thresholds are going to help people save a few extra dollars, especially for the higher income people. But even for those of us who are not, try to take some money off the table. Try to let that money grow tax deferred for yourselves. Again, and if your companies are given matches, take advantage of that. But also we'll show you how even once you get 59 and a half, take that money off the table where you're not going to lose it. Or if we go through another 9/11 or another 2008, we don't have to worry about taking huge market losses. Because one of the major problems with that as far as the tax planning goes, when everybody lost 40% of their retirement accounts back in 08, we didn't get to write any of that off in our taxes because it was within our retirement accounts. So just understand where you're at in the ball game. And just understand the implications of some losses, especially within retirement accounts. Okay, everybody who wants to come on to the radio show, we'll talk about, we'll give you Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income and retirement. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for it. We'll sit down and see, okay, exactly how much money you need on a monthly basis and which bucket of money to pull it from so it reduces your taxes. We do a complete Social Security analysis where we'll maximize your Social Security benefits for you as far as making them choices. Also, Kip, when our clients come in with certain dollar amounts, we provide them with a will and a power of attorney for finance and for medical. And if they come in usually with over $500,000, our estate planning team here provides them with a free living trust. So we can help them avoid the probate process and help them, you know, where we can set up these charities and wherever they want to put them.
The number is 800-477-1135. That number again, 800-477-1135. Coming up, don't let unrealistic goals get in the way of building a successful retirement strategy. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to simplify the financial goal process. Your goals, your money, coming up on the Financial Safari.